listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here, hour number three. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Well, as we've mentioned before, Republican Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is going to Israel with a large contingent of business leaders, which includes members of his cabinet. And he's basically trying to woo the Jewish voters ahead of the 2020 presidential election. But DeSantis planned to hold a meeting with his elected cabinet while he's in Israel is raising concerns about whether officials are violating the state's open meeting laws. Frankly, there are a lot of people who think this is just a little bit of too much of a pander to Israel. And I think it was a bad idea. The optics are very, very bad. And, of course, while he's there, DeSantis is also going to sign the new BDS resolution, which is an absolute affront to the First Amendment. Over in Israel, their attorney general has now delayed Netanyahu's corruption hearing until October. So Mandelblit announced today that the hearing will now be held on the 2nd and 3rd of October, 3 months later than the July date originally mandated by the Attorney General. In the meantime, it may be moot because the Israeli Knesset is weighing legislation that would grant government officials immunity from criminal prosecution. And that, of course, would spare Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu from three looming corruption indictments. So if this law passes, elected officials cannot be charged with a criminal offense unless the 120-member Knesset and the Knesset House Committee agree to waive immunity. Should Netanyahu's Likud party secure a coalition and outnumber its rivals, the measure basically puts them above the law for as long as they serve in government. That's a bad way to run a country. And the Israeli government has now retracted its claim that two journalists led a riot in Nabi Sela in 2015 and that their beating by soldiers was justified. Well, the journalists had sued. And, of course, the defense of Israel was, well, they were leading the riot. Israel has now been forced to admit they were not rioters. It was part of a compromise where these journalists are only getting a fraction of the damages initially sought. Okay, let's see. We're going to take a phone call. Ken in Illinois, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
This is Jim from Illinois.
It's what?
Jim from Chicago.
Okay, Jim from Chicago, what's on your mind?
Michael, I just turned the program on. Have you talked about Donald Trump wanting to going to pardon those soldiers that committed war crimes? Have you heard about that?
I have not heard about that at all.
Yeah,
but at this point, it wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah, because one of the guys, he's a naval SEAL, and even his commander and his fellow naval SEALs, they said this guy really needs to be court-martialed and sent to prison because apparently he shot and killed over 10 civilians, including men and women. And this other guy, he was court-martialed and sent to prison for urinating on corpses of the Afghan soldiers that were killed in a battle. And this another guy, I think he was accused of killing a woman and her son in Afghanistan, and Trump wants to pardon all these guys. And the military are very upset about that.
Yeah, I'm looking at an article about it right now. He hasn't, apparently he's going to do it on Memorial Day.
Monday, yeah.
And, yeah, the military brass are saying, no, this is not good.
So how do you feel about it, and why do you think he's doing it?
He's doing it so he can act presidential. I think it's very ill-considered. I mean, there are people who deserve pardons, like, well, for example, Leonard Peltier. And for Trump to pardon these military people whose own comrades are saying what they did was reprehensible. Again, looking at the optics, it just, you ask, why? Why is he doing it?
I understand the guy does some crazy things, but I don't understand this one at all. I mean, the military is not happy about it. People like myself and you are not happy about it. What are you getting from this?
I don't know. This may be something that he got from Bolton or Pompeo, who seem to have Trump wrapped around their little finger.
And the Secretary of State, he was in the military. He graduated from West Point. So I don't get it. I'm really scratching my head about this. You know, it's basically beyond immoral.
So, it is.
Well,
rubber stamping war crimes. Maybe that's the whole point of this. Is he sending a message to the troops out in the world? Go ahead and do whatever you're going to do. Forget about the Geneva Convention. Forget about international law. Because, you know, as soon as I get you back home, you're all going to be pardoned. Of course, if we lose the war and these soldiers wind up in a military tribunal in other countries, it's going to be a completely different story.
Right. And you might be right, because timing is everything. So, Michael, you take care.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. The phone lines are now open. So getting on back to Israel, there's another article. This is out of Middle East Monitor, denouncing Germany's decision to equate BDS with anti-Semitism as immoral. And they're saying it violates international law, international legitimacy, and it violates freedom of speech and expression. It violates the right of people to support the oppressed around the world. Now, yesterday we had that article that said that maybe the reason Germany did this is they're still suffering from Holocaust guilt. And that is absolute nonsense. Of course, Israel keeps pushing that. You know, you're all guilty for what happened before you were born. But it's utter nonsense. It is complete and utter nonsense. I refuse to accept responsibility for things that happened before I was born. I refuse to accept responsibility for anything that happens outside my direct control. And that's the way all modern Germans ought to be thinking about this. But what the German government has done, boy, it's almost like they're slipping back to the days of the Third Reich. You know, you will not say this, you will not say that. We'll burn the books. Up in Canada, there's a lawsuit going on. The Canadian laws allow liquor stores across Canada to have wines that are made and manufactured in the illegal Israeli settlements in the occupied West Bank. They're allowed to be labeled product of Israel. And so David Kattenberg, a Jewish Canadian activist based in Winnipeg, has applied to the Federal Court of Canada for an order declaring unlawful the Canadian Food Inspection Agency's directive and saying that if it comes from the illegal settlements, it should be labeled Project of Palestine or Project of the West Bank. And by allowing the wine to be labeled Product of Israel, it's basically an endorsement of Israel's annexation of the settlements. All right, let's get into the economic news here. I'm going to start with this article. Actually, it's a YouTube video, and you may want to hunt it down on the whatreallyhappened.com page. Why the U.S. has no high-speed rail. And we're looking at all these other countries who are developing these amazing trains that are just whizzing along on their magnets, like the maglev they've got in Shanghai, 200, 300 miles an hour. And everyone says, why doesn't the United States have that? Well, in a lot of ways, we've allowed our rail structure to deteriorate. And except for cargo capacity, there's not much passenger train use in the United States compared to, for example, Europe. And a lot of that goes back to economics, where following the end of World War II and this flood of soldiers coming back to the United States, the automobile makers saw an opportunity to sell a lot of cars. The tire companies saw an opportunity to sell a lot of tires. And there was this push into the automobile economy, and it worked very, very well, to the point where American cars were considered the best in the world and were sought after. But along the way, rail travel was de-emphasized in order to basically build the market for citizens to have their own cars. Now, I'll be very honest, I like driving my own car, but having experienced the rail systems in Europe, it's an alternate way to go. And if your rail systems are integrated into the cities properly, they can work effectively. Munich comes to mind as one example. Sydney, Australia is a very good one. New York, they've done a good job. Yes, there's unfortunately a lot of dirt and crime and stuff down in the cars. But in terms of getting from point A to point B, it really works. Standing in sharp contrast, I'm afraid, are yet to be completed light rail system here in Oahu it's basically going to go from two business centers and a couple of shopping malls. But that's why we don't have the high speed rail, and it looks like the attempt to build one in California is stumbling rather badly, and the money just pours on in and pours on in, and nothing gets done, which is becoming a hallmark of the American system these days. Apparently, the St. Louis Federal Reserve is promoting still more free money for the banks to keep them liquid, to keep them interested in buying treasuries, and they don't want to have to report those numbers to the public. China is now defying the sanctions against Iran. They are resuming their purchases of Iranian oil. So Trump or whoever's handling that part of our foreign policy is not doing it very well. And again, I've been saying it all along, how disjointed can you be? You're trying to talk to China about favorable trade relations. At the same time, you're sailing your warships into waters claimed by China, which annoys them. You're sailing their warships down the Taiwan Strait, also provocative. It doesn't really make any sense. It's almost like there are two different administrations in Washington, D.C., one of them trying to make things better, and the other just trying to put the monkey wrench into the works here. Now, a lot of people have talked about Amazon and how rough it could be to work there. Amazon apparently has heard the complaints. And as we mentioned already, their warehouses are incredibly automated. There are robots. There are robotic shelves that literally drive up to where the workers are packing the boxes. So they don't have to walk down and get the product. They just reach in, and there it is, all ready for them to go. Very cool system. So now, Amazon is piloting a program in five fulfillment centers around the country where they're turning the workflow into like a video game. So at employee workstations, games with names like Mission Racer, Pixinspace, Dragon Duel, and Castle Crafter appear on a small screen with retro-looking pixelated graphics, and it keeps track of the employee's work. And apparently, as you do your work, the game gets played. And so people are going to be naturally motivated to want to work just that much faster. It's a very, very clever idea. And I think it could actually work. And the reason I say that, do you remember the original Battlestar Galactica, the first one, back in 19... blah, blah, blah. I got to work on that, and there was that huge bridge set that went down into this well into the ground, and there were all these extras pretending to be crew on all these various jobs. The way we kept them focused on their screens, they all had computer games on them. So they wouldn't just be sitting back and say, okay, I'm going to pretend to be doing my job. They were focused intently because they were playing these computer games. Again, very, very clever way of solving a problem. Story coming on out of Business Insider. Nothing Elon Musk has done has stopped the bleeding at Tesla, and things look like they're going to get worse. Tesla managed to raise another $2.7 billion but things look just as desperate as ever. And Tesla stock has fallen by about a quarter over the past month. Analysts up and down Wall Street chopped their stock price targets and forward-looking estimates at a steady clip. Morgan Stanley is warning Tesla is facing a bankruptcy. I would hate to see that happen. Now, I'd be very honest here. I have never been in a Tesla. I've never driven one, but I have had a chance to look at one from outside. And except for the every great once in a while tendency to explode while charging, I think it's a great idea. I think it's a great car. I mean, I grew up as a gearhead, petrol head, if you will. But I'm in agreement that once a clean source of electric generation is found, that electric cars are going to be the wave of the future. And that'll get the carbon Nazis to shut the heck up. Okay, one of our callers mentioned this before. British Steel, the company British Steel, has been ordered into compulsory liquidation after talks with the government failed to secure a bailout. That is threatening about 5,000 employees at British Steel itself, with another 20,000 jobs down the supply chain. The steel maker had requested an emergency $38 million bailout loan from the British government following dwindling European sales amid Brexit uncertainty and an ill-fated decision to sell off excess carbon credits earlier this year. So I think the British government needs to step in and save British Steel for a very pragmatic reason. You use up a lot of steel in war. So. Now, Microsoft hasn't said a word so far about Huawei's ban in the U.S., but it has gone ahead and removed Huawei laptops from the Microsoft online stores. Now, Huawei laptops are still being sold in physical Microsoft stores that still have the computers in stock, but apparently they're not going to be renewed. Microsoft has made no official statement about this yet. Over at the Home Depot, and it's one of my favorite places to go, they have a marvelous tool department, and they have been getting into the business of tool rentals. Because a lot of people, home improvement professionals, tend to rent their tools. 90% of professional home improvement people rent their tools. Only a few years ago, only 10% rented from Home Depot. So Home Depot CEO Craig Minier is saying that number has improved to 25%, but there is an opportunity for further growth. Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. Why buy yourself a circular saw that you're going to use for one project and then it sits in the garage rusting for the next several years? I think it's a very, very good idea. A lot of people still talking about the U.S. farm bailout again. They're asking for $20 billion or more. Here is where the scandal is breaking. Small farms, family-owned farms, did not get the bailout money. It all went primarily to corporate-owned farming entities. So once again, we're hearing a debate between gold bugs and the paper currency people. And you always hear that thing about, why buy gold? You can't eat gold. Well, you can't eat dollar bills. Well, you can, but there's no nutritional value. Same thing for the euros, bolivars, or all the other paper currencies. Gold holds its value. And if you don't believe me, try exchanging Confederate money, Yugoslavian dinars, Hungarian pengos, Weimar Reichsmarks, or hundreds of other failed currencies for food. You will definitely, definitely starve. Yes, you should be buying metals right now. Okay, the retail apocalypse is continuing. Nordstrom has crashed to an 8-year low. We got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of...
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And once again, we are standing before you with our hands outstretched saying, please, sir, can I have some more? I know times are tight for everybody. We're seeing it all around us. It's the reason we're leaving Hawaii. We just can't afford to live here anymore. And so we're getting ready to make that happen and go someplace where it's cheaper to live. So if you are able, we need your help. The postal address to send a check, money order, or if you prefer anonymity cash, is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. The phone number where you can make a debit or credit card donation or pledge to be a recurring subscriber is 800-724-2719, extension 1 during business hours, extension 3 at all other times. And just as I came on back and sat down here, I looked over here at the Fox News feed. What's the banner headline? Assad suspected of using chemical weapons. So they're going to get ready to ramp up in Syria again. At the same time, they're getting ready, apparently, to ramp up in Venezuela. At the same time, they're getting ready to spark off a war with Iran. And It's insane. It's insane. I would love to find a way, maybe if I could find the Elder Wand, to just wrap up all these people in Washington, D.C. who think war is cool and transport them to the front lines. Just drop them on down and all the mud and the blood and the smoke and the destruction and say, okay, you still think this is a good idea. Turning to the immigration situation, apparently less than 2 miles of actual wall have been built with the $1.5 billion that Congress appropriated last year for the wall along the Mexican border. And 1.7 miles of fencing? I mean, that's ludicrous. And the idea that it's costing effectively $1 billion a mile for fence, somebody is making a huge profit off of this. It's another racket. It's another bleed of the American taxpayer for something that will be ineffective. Remember, there was that other border wall was back in, I think, the 1990s, and they budgeted a huge amount of money for 700 miles of border fence, of which only 30 miles got built. But $1 billion per mile, the nation will be bankrupt. Something has gone horribly wrong down there, and somebody needs to go on down there on a fact-finding mission and say, what the heck is costing so much? Let's copy the one that Hungary did. It's proven to be very effective. It's just two lines of chain-link fence with a tangle wire on the top, and it's electrified. And it did the trick. And I'm pretty sure they didn't spend $1 billion per mile on that. Federal Commission has found that 42%, let me back up here, 42% of federal crimes are being committed by the illegal immigrants. Apparently, new asylum seekers are being forced to wait up to a year in Mexico. Well, yeah, that's unfortunately part of the process here. Over in Great Britain, early today, there was speculation that Theresa May was about to resign. She basically canceled meetings with various cabinet ministers. But as of the last word, she's clinging on as prime minister and will discuss her future with Sir Graham Brady on Friday. Now, Sir Graham Brady is the chairman of the 1922 Committee of Backbench Tory MPs. So it looks like it's only a matter of time before she's gone. Meanwhile, Nigel Farage, who is described as Britain's Donald Trump, he's a very significant man in British politics. In just a few weeks, he's gathered huge political momentum. And in the European Parliament elections, he appears likely to score more votes than the Labour Party and the Conservatives combined. And Farage stood up against the entire political establishment, including the media and the commercial elites. And he's promising to change British politics once and for all. So far, he's winning on all fronts. So good for Nigel Farage. Out in Los Angeles, there is growing concern over the literally mountains of rotting garbage that are infested with rats. And we know from last year, some of them are carrying typhus. And again, nothing is being done. We'll be right back after these words from our sponsors.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Thank you. Nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Was swept away. Did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And Fox News is now running a story on the backlash over these possible Trump pardons on Memorial Day. And apparently the situation is made more complex by the fact that one of the soldiers, a Major Goldstein, I think is how it's pronounced, has admitted to just shooting and killing a Taliban suspect. That is a war crime. And we're seeing a lot of top military saying, no, this is inappropriate. This is going to destroy the morale of the forces. Or at the very least, it's sending a signal, go ahead and behave this way because, you know, you'll get pardoned. Okay. Apparently, they're making a big deal. More Russian bombers flew close to Alaska. I wonder if Sarah Palin could see them from her porch. So let's take a phone call from Ken in Michigan. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. You were talking about electric cars not too long ago.
Yes.
The only way to make an electric car the wave of the future is to make it self-sustaining. Put an onboard generator, you know, something that would power your house, you know, in the car, being driven by a pulley off the drive axle of the electric motor to charge the battery. That way,
that's a perpetual motion machine. That's never going to work.
Well, so your perpetual motion machine could charge the battery, which would give you unlimited range. With no fossil fuels, no coal, no nothing. It's just there.
Yeah.
And you can go wherever you want
okay.
with it.
You know, I put that in the same category as the cars that run on water and the rest of it. The fact of the matter is there needs to be an outside source of electricity unless and until we reach a point where the power efficiency of solar cells is great enough. We're simply having solar cells all over the outside of the car can charge the battery. But then what do you do on cloudy days or at night? But this idea of hooking in a generator. I mean, that the math doesn't work on out. The energy lost in the inefficiency of the system, eventually the system winds down. So thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to let you go. We were talking about this problem hitting Los Angeles where they're just infested with rats. And part of the problem, of course, are these piles of uncollected garbage all over the city, which includes a lot of food waste. The trash has apparently been abandoned by the city for lack of funding. And business owners and residents are very angry at the city for allowing the garbage to worsen and threaten their health. And don't forget, it wasn't all that long ago that they had this incident where there was a rat in LA City Hall that drove everybody into a panic. So Los Angeles is the second most rat-infested city in the country. New York is in third place. Chicago is on top.
We're number one. We're number one. We're number one.
So having learned nothing from the typhus outbreak last year, Los Angeles is risking another Dark Ages plague, because it is known that many of those rats are in fact carrying fleas that in turn carry typhus. Over at NPR, National Public Radio, they have provided a new guidance reminder to journalists on how to report on abortion in an anti-pro-life way. And they basically are saying, guidance reminder on abortion procedures, terminology, and rights. And basically, it's very obvious NPR is on the pro-abortion side, and they don't want anybody broadcasting from NPR who might be construed as having an alternate opinion. We have been talking about how there are a lot of false rape accusations out there, and we have to be on guard against them because they make a very powerful weapon for unscrupulous women. So apparently there was this woman who 3 years ago accused Georgia Tech head basketball coach Josh Pastner of sexually assaulting her in a hotel room. And it basically turned out to be false. The couple were the girl who claimed to be the victim and her boyfriend, who was also a former friend of Pastner, were trying to get into a fraud scheme to basically level this false accusation against the coach to get him to obtain settlement money. You know, give us so much money or we'll go public with the story. We're going to take you to court. It'll be an end to your career. Well, I'm glad that that one fell apart. We have to return to being a more honorable country. If we ourselves are not honorable, how can we expect our government to be honorable? And I know the converse is true. If our government is so dishonorable, that explains why so many Americans behave dishonorably. Well, somebody over in the U.S. aviation infrastructure industry, whatever, is trying to save Boeing's bacon, because they've come out now with this report on CNBC saying that a bird strike may have been a factor in the crash of the Ethiopian Airlines Boeing 737 MAX in March. And they're basically saying that a bird strike could have triggered the anti-stall MCAS system in the flight that killed 8 Americans among 35 nationalities on board. However, the airline said there was no evidence of any foreign object damage as the probe remains open. Now, SpaceX, which is part of Elon Musk's empire that is doing wonderfully well, and I applaud those people, they're getting ready for one of their most ambitious projects ever. It is called Starlink, and it is going to be a satellite-based internet system. So no more wires running all over the cities and everything. It's just going to be little antennas like a Wi-Fi antenna in your home, and it will reach one of 60 satellites orbiting at 550 kilometers high, and it will basically be duplex, two-way, into your home. And I think it's a great idea because one of the reasons companies switched over to fiber optic nets, not only were they faster, there simply isn't enough conductive metal in the Earth's crust to hook all the world's computers together. So they had to find a way to have more computers communicating with less hardware. And this looks like a really good way to do that. I remember when we were living in the wilds of the Cascade Mountains when we left Southern California, and we got one of the first satellite TV systems. And interestingly enough, it had an internet capability, but it was one way. You could get internet out of the back of the satellite receiver box, but in order to ask for anything, you had to log in on a regular over-the-phone modem line, which made it less than wonderful, but I guess progress is being made. All right, let's talk about the iPhone. One of the things that is really amazing about the iPhone and also the iPad are the gyroscopes. Now, in the earlier models, they really were gyroscopes that spun. Today, they're still called gyroscopes, but they're actually gang accelerometers. They are very, very accurate. And apparently, researchers have discovered that people can uniquely identify the handsets just by how they're being carried. And apparently, Cambridge University researchers will present a paper to the IEEE Symposium on Security and Privacy 2019 explaining how they literally fingerprint the handset using this clever method of inferring device-unique accelerometer calibration data. Now, this apparently does not work on Android because its positioning devices are nowhere near as accurate. So one of the scientists, one of the researchers said, there's a certain sense of irony that because Apple has put more effort in to provide more accuracy, it has this unfortunate side effect. Apple has patched the flaws in iOS 12.2 by blocking access to these sensors in mobile Safari by default, as well as adding some noise to make the attack much more difficult. All righty. Over on Facebook, Facebook, as you know, has this facial recognition technology. Now, it's not recognizing necessarily your face, but Facebook was supposed to have this privacy setting that lets their users opt out of the site scanning their pictures for faces. And Consumer Reports examined a set of Facebook accounts and found that a significant number didn't actually have the ability to toggle off face recognition. Now, Facebook announced they were going to do this 2 years ago. Consumer Reports looked at the accounts of 31 Facebook users. 8 of them did not have the privacy setting. That's a very frustrating thing. Not that I use Facebook a lot anymore, but when I've gone on in there and I'm reading the manual page online on how to do something, and it's just not there at the user interface. So either the online documentation is out of date, which means they've laid staff off, or there's bugs in the software and stuff that should be there isn't. All right, patches have been issued for Spectre and Meltdown, and it turns out that the Intel chip's performance hit was 5 times greater than that of AMD. And this has to be very frustrating for people who paid for these high-performance chips, only to have to cripple them with these patches and go back to being just an ordinary computer. Now, here's an interesting little story. It's coming out of Cuz Blue. The United Nations, no less, is claiming that Amazon's Alexa and Apple Siri are sexist because its female voice reinforces the idea that women are subservient. No, that's not what's going on. Research into voice reminder systems showed years ago that in a noisy environment, a higher-pitched female voice was heard more clearly than that of a man. And so voice reminder systems tend to have these female voices. And I'm pretty certain that's what Amazon and Apple were thinking about when they chose the voices. Make sure that people can hear what is being said. By the way, if you're in Oklahoma, please keep an eye out the window. That heavy weather is just absolutely continuing. Massive flooding again. We're just not cutting a break, are we? It's almost like there's some deity somewhere that is punishing the United States for waging war on the rest of the world. Cue the music from Twilight Zone. We are seeing more and more scary stories in the corporate media about human-caused global warming. They're changing the words again, climate disruption. It doesn't really matter. It's out there. They're just pushing the idea. And psychologists are saying that, as a matter of fact, people are becoming traumatized, if not terrorized, by all of this. The people who are believing all these stories, they're developing stress because of it. And so the carbon Nazis have come on back saying that the climate change itself is causing the mental anguish among humans. Seriously. It's not the fault of the propaganda, which it is, because the world is not broiling. I mean, I think about Bill Nye when he was on Last Week Tonight, just out there saying, the earth is on blanking fire. Not very scientific of Bill Nye, the science guy. And, of course, that was just a nickname given to him early in his career. One of the pushes of the carbon Nazis is that we stop eating beef, so that we stop growing cattle, so that they stop producing methane, which is also a greenhouse gas. And they're trying to come on with these plant-based meat synthetics. And already there have been issues about labeling on those, whether you can call it a meat product or you have to say, this is a synthetic. So there's a new burger out called the Impossible Burger. It's a plant-based patty. It's supposed to rival the real thing. And apparently they're close to meat in taste and texture and were produced in a way that would obviate the need for animal factory farms. There's only one problem. The Impossible Burgers are $16, which is a lot in a $5 Whopper world. So I don't think this is going to be a huge success. I'm sure the, you know, liberals and carbon Nazis will spend the extra money. Me personally, I'm out of my hamburger eating days anyway. A new study from the University of Eastern Finland shows that a moderately high intake of dietary cholesterol or consumption of up to one egg per day is not associated with an elevated risk of stroke. Remember, we were getting that all over the media some years ago. Oh, you can't have eggs. Instead, buy this processed egg that we made and put in this carton at a serious markup. You have to be careful about a lot of these so-called studies. They're there to convince you to stop eating stuff out of nature and eat more of the manufactured food. So Finland is saying eating cholesterol and eggs does not increase the risk of stroke. Here's a little interesting article that came out of Government Slaves basically saying that 98% of FDA rulings are unconstitutional. Saying because basically the FDA is not a law-making body and they're not democratically accountable. And we know they've made a lot of decisions which favor corporations and not the American people. Apparently, the Salmonella outbreak has now spread to 21 states. No deaths are reported, but five people have been hospitalized. And apparently, they're pointing the finger at people who like to raise their own chickens. And they're saying that the disease is being passed by getting ducklings and chicks from hatcheries and agricultural stores. So we got to take another break for commercials, and we'll be back with the last segment of our program after these few words.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no wage, can't draw no pay.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Looking at my email, there's an article responding to my comment about Japan having gigabit into the home. And he says, and South Korea, and in both, they pay like $30 a month for that gigabit, no caps and or throttling either. The U.S. telephone cable companies have become the 21st century reincarnation of the railroads. Ones and zeros are the new freight and cargo, and they're controlling all routes and charging you up the rear end to move anything to anywhere. That's certainly true. I pay for 300 megabits per second to Spectrum, and we're getting 60. Now, I'm hoping where we're moving to, we're going to have a little bit better connectivity. But, yeah, it's pretty bad. All right, let's back up and catch a few more stories from Retailmageddon. We mentioned yesterday that John Deere has slashed production because of the farm slowdown in the Midwest. After 114 years, JCPenney is on life support. Like Sears, it may soon be gone. Another iconic American retailer. Fruit of the Loom has announced 100 layoffs. And now analysts are saying that bigger cuts are needed over at Ford than what they've already announced. So, amazing. Here's a bizarre story. This is coming out of Blacklisted News. 7 years ago, Colorado citizens basically made history by voting to legalize recreational marijuana. And apparently this month they voted to decriminalize magic mushrooms. It's not exactly legal. The cops just aren't going to make a big deal about trying to find you. But apparently there's a move toward decriminalization. Over in Oakland, they're decriminalizing psilocybin and other psychedelics like mescaline cacti, ayahuasca, and ibogaine, which I've never even heard of those last two. And it doesn't mean they're legal. It just means the cops aren't going to make it a priority to go after them. Now, in this world of increasingly antibiotic-resistant infections, there's this doctor who's gone back to study the medical writings of the Confederates. And apparently during the Civil War, the Confederate Surgeon General commissioned a guide to traditional plant remedies of the South to deal with the infections. And a new study of three of the plants in this guide, white oak, tulip poplar, and the devil's walking stick, finds they do indeed have antiseptic properties. So I'm sure our pharmaceutical corporations are going to say, we have to ban those until we can make something that's just sort of kind of like them, that's patentable and available only by prescription. Following that backlash over the use of a gene editing tool on human embryos, China is tightening regulation. And here's the interesting part. The country's civil law now explicitly lists human genes and embryos as protected personal rights, meaning your DNA belongs to you. That's the end of our show. There's the music. Please stay tuned for John Stedmiller. I'm sure he's got lots of interesting things to share with you. Please take what you learn here, share it with everybody that you know. Please donate to Republic Broadcasting. Please donate to whatreallyhappened.com. Thanks to everybody who has already done so. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendo.